points out Japan is still seeing seismic activity from the big quake that damaged the Fukushima nuclear reactor in 2011. Governor Gavin Newsom has placed California's Office of Emergency Services on its highest alert and requested federal help. And Newsom thanks President Trump for giving him a call.
One area where there's no politics, where we've worked extraordinarily well together, is on emergency response, recovery, and increasing our emergency preparedness.
In South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden apologized for recent comments he made about how he was able to maintain civil relations with segregationist senators in the 1970s in order to reach agreement on legislation.
Was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it. And I'm sorry for any of the pain or misconception they may have caused anybody.
Biden says his opponents ignore the 8 years he spent as President Obama's vice president and said he'll take Obama's judgment of Biden's record and character over anyone else's. In New York, billionaire financier and registered sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested on sex trafficking charges related to alleged crimes committed between 2002 and 2005. Epstein is a wealthy hedge fund manager who once counted as friends former President Bill Clinton, Great Britain's Prince Andrew, and President Donald Trump. I'm Evan Haney.
Get it right.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News at 8:02. I'm Steve Cummings. Aftershocks have become the new normal in Ridgecrest with two large earthquakes, including last night's 7.1 magnitude tremor hit. Stephanie Elam says businesses are assessing damage and stores remain closed.
This town is going through trying to get their buildings assessed, make sure that they're structurally fine, make sure that they are okay to open back up. Most of the businesses that we've seen are closed. A few shops, a few restaurants are open, but for the most part, the buildings here are closed right now.
Ridgecrest Mayor Peggy Breeden.
We have our buildings built to earthquake standards, so consequently, we are having no major damages. We have some structural issues we're dealing with, and on inspection, we have seven building inspectors going around, as well as our building department and our planning team.
Checking sports and baseball, the Angels were shut out by the Astros this afternoon, 4-0.
Hey, ABC SoCal weather, mostly clear this evening and low clouds and fog into tomorrow morning with lows around 60. Burbank is 75 degrees, Torrance is 68, downtown is 71. I'm Steve Cumming, now a look at KABC traffic.
In Boyle Heights on the 60 freeway westbound at Soto Street, we've had an accident clear away. That left things tough from Whittier Boulevard as you try to make your way around. Also trouble in Downey on the 5 freeway. Northbound before Lakewood Boulevard, an accident is cleared. Left things stop and go, though, from Florence Avenue in Fontana. There's a 4-car crash on the eastbound side of the 10 before Sierra Avenue. One of those cars overturned. The wreckage is all over on the right shoulder now, but the stop-and-go drive stretches back to Cherry Avenue. The next KABC Dependable Traffic Report comes at 9:03. I'm Randy Fuller, AM 790, KABC. This show furnished by Vincent Davis.
Good evening. This is Attorney Vince Davis, and the show is The Secret, How to Fight Child Protective Services and Win. Tonight, we have two very special guests, Attorney Art LaSalento and former social worker from the County of Riverside, Harry Greenstein. Art, tonight we're going to talk about, have you ever been falsely accused in a CPS case? And we're going to hear and talk to people about that issue, hopefully, and we'll take comments both from Art and from Terry. Art, before we get started and take a call, tell us about your practice and how people can get in contact with you.
Thank you. My practice, I do juvenile dependency all over the state of California, L.A., Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino. My goal is to help people who are involved in a very difficult system where they could lose their families, they could lose their rights. So my goal is to try to help people with whatever allegations they're facing, domestic violence, drugs, a whole host of allegations. So my office number is 714-526-0450, and my email is alcatt72@aol.com.
Thank you. Terry, tell us about the business you're in.
TEG Consultants. Basically, I work with private clients and I work with attorneys. I work with Vince, and I handle most of his federal civil lawsuits. I do all the document reviews, all the social worker paperwork, and find the malfeasance and the incompetence of the social workers. I also will take calls from the public if you have questions about Child Protective Services or your own case or want to know what to do if the social worker knocks on your door. My business is TEG Consultants, and it's tegconsultants.org. That's tegconsultants.org. My email is tegconsultants@gmail.com, and my phone number is 951-236-2379. That's 951-236-2379. You can call me, and I'll give you a free consultation.
Thank you very much, Terry. And for the audience, if they want to get in touch with me, my telephone number is 888-888-6582. And on the web, it's fightchildprotectiveservices.com. We're going to take our first call from Nicole from Chino. Nicole, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Actually, it's evening. I'm doing well.
Good. How can we help you this evening? Is there a problem you're having with CPS, and how can we help you with that?
Yes. So the topic that you're on actually kind of hit the nail on the head for me. So I'm a grandmother, and I had temporary legal custody of my granddaughter. And there had been some issues that the required the involvement of CPS prior to me getting custody of my granddaughter. And the day that I was awarded custody, I was interviewed by the social worker, and she said that she was fine, that, you know, she was going to go ahead and close the case. There was no need to move forward. And then about 4 days after I had met with her, the police showed up at my house with a social worker handing me a warrant that apparently there were these other allegations against me. Well, I got the paperwork from the court on the warrant, and I found over 20 discrepancies in what they had submitted to the judge, plus the evidence that they provided didn't jive with the statements that they were making. And so, because I had temporary legal guardianship, that actually never went anywhere. I was allowed to, the court did order monitored visits with my granddaughter, and in December they stopped all that came to a halt.
Well, Nicole, let me ask you this, Nicole. Do you have custody of your grandchild?
No, I had temporary legal custody of her, and they sent paperwork to probate so that they could, we were trying to get the orders to stay until the hearing, and the CPS had sent paperwork over to probate court. So what probate court did is they went ahead and dissolved any legal guardianship, which what ended up happening there is I was now thrown off the case and I was no longer a party to the case.
Okay, but are you saying that you don't have custody of your grandchild? Is your grandchild in foster care or with the parent or with another relative?
No, they took her and they put her in foster care.
Do you have visitation with the child?
No, because I did have visitation, and they filed a motion just recently to remove visitation after my granddaughter disclosed that she was still being abused where she was at. And so the parents supposedly filed a motion, and I never got a copy of that. And when I went to the courthouse to try to appeal that, they wouldn't even allow me to know the date that motion was filed. I talked to the county council there, and they denied me any access to knowing the date that motion was filed.
Well, Nicole, I have to advise you, you must talk to an attorney who's special or who's an expert in this area so that they can help you if you're still interested in getting custody and if you're still interested in getting visitation.
Well, I've called attorneys. The problem is that the retainers, you know, money went already towards so many attorneys. I even have a GoFundMe account trying to raise the money, and it's just difficult to find attorneys that, you know, the fees are something that right. I can no longer afford.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nicole, since you called into the show, you call me on Monday, and I'll see if I can talk to you privately and help you despite the fact that you probably don't have the retainer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the number you're going to call is 888-888-6582. AAA-888-6582. And tell the receptionist that you personally spoke to me on the radio and that I wanted to talk to you about your case, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you
for calling.
All right. Okay, take care.
We're going to take another call from Sophia.
Hello, hi. How are you guys doing? I just want to mention real quick that if you guys don't hear me, that's because I dropped my phone. So I'm sorry. Just be patient, and I'll come back in on the phone. I just wanted to say that before I proceed. So
how can I help you today?
So briefly, I'm Native American. I'm a federally registered Indian and from Citizen Potawatomi Nation. About 2016, I took my son. He was 4 months to the emergency room. I consulted with my mother before I did because I didn't realize he was having a seizure. I didn't identify it in time, so I took him to the hospital, and they drug tested him, and he came up dirty. And he was 4 months, and I wasn't breastfeeding, and I wasn't even there when it happened. I was out of the house. I left him with the babysitter, and when I got back, I took him to the hospital. When I got to the hospital, I went to the emergency room, and as soon as I got there, they sent a cop, Los Angeles PD, down to me. They arrested me immediately on the spot. They said that I looked like a drug addict, that I was ignorant. They put it on paper that I was acting like I was stupid, that I wasn't answering their questions. They handcuffed me, and the officer made me sign an affidavit giving a statement, and I wouldn't do it. So they made me sign a piece of paper to search my house while I'm at the hospital.
Okay, do you have custody of your children now?
No, they're going up for adoption.
Okay, well, Mr. LaFalenza, who's here in studio with us, is an American Indian expert on Art, do you have any advice for her?
I have a few more information regarding the Indian Child Welfare Act. And as far as, did you give information to the court? Usually it's mandated. You fill out forms. Advise that the family or enrollment in the roles of the tribe. Did you do that in court? Do you remember doing that?
Yeah, we gave it to the social workers that went in the middle of the night to go pick up my children without a warrant. Transported. Go ahead.
How long have you been in the courts?
I've been in it for 2 years, and it took them 9 months to get a hold of my tribe after I gave them the paper the first day.
Has the tribe been
The tribe is overseeing the case through the phone, has my judge has given me, basically, she has just insulted me. I got recordings of her calling me a drug addict and laughing at me and hanging up the phone when I call her to talk to her about my children. I can call my judge, and my judge doesn't want nothing to do with my case, but they're overseeing it over the phone, and they can't do nothing about it. But real quick, I wanted to say they had no warrant. They never searched my house after I signed that piece of paper. Then I went to the police department and made a police report. I kept making police reports. They put me in the mental hospital twice. I turned it into internal affairs, the Bureau of Investigations, the Attorney General. I called my tribe. I called ICWA. Let them know they never searched my house for imminent danger. They never came to investigate me. When Los Angeles PD investigated me, they never found any signs of neglect. The doctor... I'm positive. They had no warrant. It was immediately from the hospital. They made me sign a piece of paper, and they made me walk from the hospital, and it's been 2 years. I just started seeing my kids 8 months ago.
Okay, do you have a pen and a piece of paper?
Yeah, I do.
Write this telephone number down.
Warrantless detention. 888-888-6582. 888-888-6582.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you for calling, Sophia.
Thank you for listening.